terrified, tired, walking the caffeine high wire. Spinning head of vertigo, I feel the rust of old cars. With broken wings, we are launched into the stars. White dwarves and red giants, burnout is imminent. Our destinies are one, on different scales. Light is liquefied, withdrawn by the unknown. Like chocolate milk through a straw, leaving only an empty glass at the end of the road. Oh, the guilt of being defined against opinions that are underlined in blood. Drowning in mud, patience is tugged, dreams are tucked away in a junk drawer. Scars acquired over the years are placed into a backpack that's carried everywhere. An exertion that leaves muscles watered like standing askew outside the unfocused operation. Nothing remains but shadows of memories and occupations. We work half-hearted, tradition's been divorced, convenience is running rampant through the rafters. It's quite clear what Neo fights at life, counting cracks in the sidewalk. I've walked in search of a place empty of illusion. All I found are more illusions, bringing more confusion. I find myself placing faith in tomorrow, to find the fire smoldering deep inside that I can borrow, to fuel the furnace and melt the frost that is collected on my dreams. Now breaking through the placing of hanging rugs and wallpaper, rearranging the decorations and painting over the remainder. It's just a reminder, time spent to a watchless wrist. So now breaking orbit is normalcy and reading the future's common sense. That's just the first hint of a new era of unawareness, where we carry crystal balls to the core, we to be broken to open quotes. And we're holding close watch over the shoulders of passing traffic, until the risk becomes habit and any pattern happens on accident. Eventually the frame will release while the borders break free, creating a flat plane stretching apart aimlessly. Still the outcome remains to be seen. So my chips are fixed upon the table, stapled to lay against the sway, faithful as any wager.
Sun for just a glimpse of a love, sacrificing myself in order to rid myself of wealth, while the noblest of nobles who run at the mere mention of hopelessness. Regrets are fed to repay our debts, giants are slain through legendary tales of servants in pain. The ink stains as the crushed earth rises again despite the anguish and blame, and we live beneath a god's breath, believing in retribution and worshipping wings. The fall of an empire within this land only fit for a king, and I make my amends with a demon of death, rekindling the flame to survive the strenuous strain that left my ancestors afraid, just wandering in a daze. And I'm lonelier now than ever, paying homage to the weather, whether or not this is the end. My words are forsaken, etched upon the skin of grieving men, echoing harp, just whispering in the dark. We are all woven to partake and playing a part. This once familiar face lays motionless, coming face to face with fate. Open the gates and let the breath invade your brain, fuel the fire to sustain your fate. This cataclysmic, cynical, mischievous rendition of a poet's prose, mixed with ideologies of growing old, humble with a mumble, just building towers to watch them crumble. The seasons change as we dabble with paint, managing to escape beyond the citadel's bells, where the witches of Eastwick dwell.